You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey guys, look who's back. It's, well, not only the Bachelor Podcast, but the full Bachelor Podcast. Katie Plata.
I'm back.
You're back. You were on vacation?
Yes, Florida. Nice and warm.
Nice. It's not Vietnam, but it's still, it'll do.
It will.
I'm Christine Lee. Ryan Jones. Hello, Ryan.
Hello. Yeah, that's more like a traditional Bachelor trip as opposed to what we've seen this year.
Stayed in the States, you know.
Nothing to complain about, though. You were on vacation and now she's back in the cold up here in the Northeast. But I guess you could sum up last night's episode of The Bachelor as finally Kirpa getting her moment. And I'd like to point out that Kirpa did it without the ubiquitous begging for a one-on-one. She did this without asking. And I love that.
And without the bandaged chin.
We found out what happened because so many people were wondering, what happened to her chin?
Yep.
ABC had to release footage. She fell while it's so dangerous trying to take, you know, those Instagrammable moments. Slipped and fell while taking a selfie.
You just have to be careful when you're trying to get that perfect photo.
It's the most basic way to get hurt.
Rocks are slippery.
It just goes to prove that whenever you have like your foot in a cast or something happens, it's never a good story. It's always like, I tripped on a piece of rice when I was, you know, or I pulled my back out making my bed.
Yeah, I stepped out of bed and my foot shattered. Yeah, very exciting.
Exactly. Yeah, but the episode starts out with our man Colton. What was he wearing? A full suit with high shiny shoes.
And then he decides to walk on
the
beach and ponder.
Never a good idea.
And again, had to bring Chris Harrison out earlier than he was expected because he's just supposed to be doing the cocktail hour and he had to actually interrupt him and be like, okay, gonna have to move this along.
Yeah, we picked up where we kind of left off with Colton pondering what had just happened and why he is walking on the beach thinking about Onyeka and Nicole's disagreement, if you will. Katie, you weren't here last week. I'd love to hear your take on this.
Well, I feel like we didn't need to sit through the rose ceremony because I think by the time we got to the beginning / middle of the rose ceremony, you knew that Nicole and Onyeka were going home.
I mean, we knew that last week. We kind of figured.
Well, that's why I don't understand why he didn't just do what I think we all wanted him to do last week, which was, okay, this is enough. I've seen enough. Enough of you two, bye, and just you can leave now, as opposed to, like you said, having to go through a rose ceremony, which was very obviously going to end with the two of them.
Like, you knew later when it was Sydney, Nicole, and Onyeka left.
I mean,
he wasn't just going to pick one of the two crazy fighters.
And it was awesome because, unlike Onyeka, or whether Onyeka even cared or not, Nicole, as every rose was handed out, her face was getting worse and worse. And but they were already down to four, and she was crying already. It's like, okay, yeah, she's...
Well, she just knew that it wasn't going to end well for her.
On the bright side, though, they all get to become more of an Instagram star because they can push their their viral selves.
Yeah.
You know, this is what you do after you leave a reality show.
We're getting down to the amount of people that they're going to start getting paid for all their ads. Sponsored posts.
Speaking of weeding things out, we're also having to make these crucial decisions that always happen at some point, usually right around here in The Bachelor, when if you haven't had your one-on-one, you ain't going to get to hometown. So we got to weed out the riffraff. And I feel like that's kind of what happened last night.
Yes. Or just keep begging for it and hope it happens.
And just in general, though, it was sort of a bloodbath. Yeah. I mean, we ended up losing, what, six people?
Yeah, it was...
Now, part of that is because we had two rose ceremonies. But still, it seemed like every quarter hour, somebody was getting kicked out.
But, I mean, it's... I think it really was good. I mean, not for the girls that went home, but good. Like, he's... As of this episode, like, he's not messing around.
No.
Like, he knew not to even get deeper into that Nicole and Onyeka thing. He knew not to, you know, try to beg Sydney to stay or anything else. Like, he just, but he is getting concerned, like, jumping ahead a little bit. Like, when three people leave and tell him the same thing, like, I would be concerned and scared.
Meaning,
too.
Go ahead and remind everyone.
Like, everyone's saying, the three girls that left all said the same thing, saying that, you know, some people or a person is not there for an engagement at the end.
And that is?
Well, I mean, I think multiple people. I don't think it's one person, actually. But at the end, Tasia with the dig.
Yes.
I don't know.
Look at Ryan's face.
Well, because this happens seemingly every year now. You have certain people trying to decide for other people if they're ready to get married or not. Now, it's a different story if somebody actually said, which they didn't in this case, but actually said, oh, I'm just looking to get out of my town, or I'm just looking to be able to sell Diffy eyewear or whatever. Mm. But whether it's because of their age or because of how they act during rose ceremony or cocktail hours, certain people just decide, oh, you're not ready, you're not ready,
right,
you're not ready,
right.
So watch out, because they're not, unless they specifically came out, and maybe, apparently there's some drama next week, so maybe somebody did specifically say that, and I don't know why you would tell any of the other people you're quote-unquote competing with that, oh, I'm just here to get more Instagram followers or whatever.
That's how I felt when Sydney sat down with Colton on the group date, after that group date during that dinner time. And, like, how does she know? Like, because she was like, if you're not looking for any type of girl that's in the house, like, you're looking for someone who is, like, the opposite of all those girls. Like, how do you know? Like, you barely talk to them, and it looks like you barely talk to all the girls in the house. So how do you know what the best wife material is for him if you're barely talking to him?
That's
maybe he is looking for someone who wants a fake engagement in the end. Like, you don't know.
Do you think we underestimated Colton a little bit? I mean, after this episode where he goes on his bloodbath, as Ryan so aptly put it, do you think we, or maybe I underestimated his ability to just make the cut?
I think definitely after this episode, like, he proved to be a strong suitor after this episode. Like, before, I think he, you know, still learning all the girls, still, you know, getting into relationships. But after this, he's definitely showing that he's not messing around.
Right. So, but Kirpa's one-on-one day, they were in Vietnam, and they, what is it, their sea urchin, eating sea urchin diet, like getting the sea urchin. And I had a hard time even watching, like, sea urchin consumption, because if you've ever had it at a sushi restaurant.
I have not.
Prepared sushi style. I've never had it any other way, so I'm no expert. But just, if this makes sense, it tastes like a urinal smells. Oh. I mean, it is not good. Like, if you walk into a men's
bathroom appetizing.
And you say, yeah, so I don't know if you know how smelling something can make you taste something. So that's what sea urchin.
Right now, not even smelling something can make me taste something, because
it's so
got
gross.
A very terrible taste in my mouth.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't.
What
mean
a
to
description.
Can't wait for lunch now.
So yeah, so that was just what I was thinking of when, you know, I was watching them. But can Kirpa rock a jumpsuit or what?
Yeah, she can.
I mean, hello.
Yeah, and I wish they showed more of the date, or maybe it just wasn't that interesting.
Compelling.
Because sometimes they do that, but they only showed like maybe 3 minutes of them diving, and then that was it, and then they moved on to dinner. So maybe there wasn't that much of compelling conversation.
Well, but they did talk about that she can relate to the fact that, or he's a virgin, again with the V word, because she was in a relationship for, what was it, 8 years?
Right. I think this time it wasn't just, because a lot of times, especially in the first two episodes, it was everything virgin, virgin, virgin.
Right.
This time, I think it was the most organic.
Because I was just going to say organic.
She went through the exact same thing, which he was quick to point out. I'm not waiting till marriage. This isn't a religious thing. And she said, no. Well, she was just making the point that I've been in a relationship where that was a quote-unquote issue, and it wasn't an issue.
Right.
And I think that's important because it's treated the whole way, whether it was back when he was on The Bachelorette and leading up, it's treated like it's this, and we've talked about it, this big, fancy thing that we need to dance around. And she just said, no, it's he was waiting, and that's fine, and that wasn't why it didn't work out. We just got too comfortable, and it just wasn't what we were both looking for. And I don't know, this seemed like the most...
genuine?
Yeah, that's a good word for it. Just real conversation, because so many of these, like, I just want you to open up, and I just want... And they just had a talk about, okay, this was my last relationship, and, oh, what do you think we can... You know, you can say yes to a proposal after this? And said, yeah, if we keep progressing, it wasn't, oh, my God, yes, absolutely, which every year we say, come on, can you really... You know, we're 4 weeks or 5 weeks into this, and you're pledging, oh, my God, I would get married today. Who knows? But she put it very, I think, realistically. Like, I think things are progressing well, and if they continue to progress well, yeah, absolutely.
Meanwhile, you had Demi saying that she was going to take his virginity later on in the show, which was, I mean, grasping
a huge
at
fail.
Straws. Huge fail.
It's always a huge fail.
I called my mom and, you know, please, and it was just, like, you could see the grasping going
and
on.
And for future contestants, anytime you call your... you know, ex-con mother from a foreign country, you're going to go home. So maybe just keep that in mind for future seasons.
But usually, like we say, if you go to his room after, you know, after dates or after anything, it never, not never, but it usually doesn't end well for...
And it
for you.
Yeah. No,
I don't
didn't.
Think a winner, and I quote, winner has ever... done that, and certainly since I can recall. I think the most successful was when the nanny girl,
Corinne
went to Nick's, and they sort of were doing stuff behind a closed door, and then he finally had to stop her and be like, okay, she didn't go home at that moment. She obviously didn't win, but...
Well, don't forget Olivia, who made it all the way down to the last two. She was quite the manipulator, right? Olivia during Ben's season? Was it Olivia?
Ben.
During Ben's
but none
season?
Of them have none of them win. Like you have
no,
to.
No, right? They don't win.
So even if you last this, because you know now we're at what 10 or something like
yeah.
that. We're getting down there, but in this season we've had multiple people. Last season I think we only had the one. You don't go after hours to their room. It never either ends well or overall ends well. You go home.
But I miss having those types of characters on the show because, like, Olivia, as infuriating as she was, you know, whatever her thing was, that's my jam, or what, like, all of her insanity, it was so good to see her left alone standing there on the beach as the helicopter pulled away. Like, you live for these kind of villain-type fails, I guess. And so when they're eliminated at this point... Now what am I going to do? I don't have Demi to be mad at anymore.
I wonder, though, with the comments at the end, if, and sort of throughout the episode now, if Tayshia sort of alluded to being that villainess, because saying, oh, you know, we're going to be the two at the end because we're the only real
people. I just thought
people.
That was weird.
Super like, weird, especially around all of the other girls.
Out of character.
All seven there, and it's not like she pulled her aside and said, watch it be us. It was pretty clearly saying.
Yeah, and
oh, yeah.
Cassie was like, her eyes widened and was like, what was that, basically?
Yeah.
Like all of us were doing.
And well, and what about Katie? It's like, Katie who? Like, where's Katie been? You know?
Yep.
And I was happy to see her pop up. You know, we need
and
to
then pop
see-
out.
Not for long.
And then pop out, exactly.
Unfortunately.
Exactly.
But I do agree, like, she, every time they had a one-on-one conversation,
yeah.
like, I felt like she was always interrupted. Or always, and she never, they never had like an actual full conversation, I feel like.
Every single time
every
she's
single
ever
time.
Been on any episode.
Yes.
Her, like, it was the time when she's on the couch, interrupted. The time, like, always, always interrupted.
Yep. And was it her that she, they were talking and he got up to deal with Nicole? And
yes.
Yeah.
And
it's
she was
like,
left on
it's
the couch.
Always her.
Like, exactly.
I felt bad.
Exactly.
I felt like she didn't get an actual fair
she
chance at a conversation.
In the background, a little bit, and you're rooting for her, and you want her, and yet always fate intervenes, mm-hmm. not in her favor. You know what I mean? Which I guess in the context of this show probably means she's a really nice person.
Yes. She's probably the most normal.
She's probably the nicest person there.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. I think there's a lot of girls here that even still we haven't seen a ton of. You know, this was the first time. Even so, we're down to 7, right? After kicking off the last three, Sydney, Demi, and Katie. Tayshia has sort of been on the outskirts of some of this drama with raising her hand, you know.
Yep.
I'm going to be at the end, whatever. But in general, we haven't seen a ton of her. Before this date, we didn't see any of Kirpa. The biggest thing was her chin, which
right.
we finally...
Mm-hmm. ABC addressed that.
Final, but they wouldn't even put it in the show. Yeah. I mean, this is how little we've seen of Kirpa. The Never Been Kissed girl, Heather, again, other than the date where she got the kiss,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then she was poking the Kaylin Hannah drama a bit. We didn't get to see any of that. And then you have the Hannahs, Kaylin and Cassie. So you have 4 that we've sort of seen a bunch of, and 3,
Mm-hmm.
So I think that we're still going to have to deal with this as he's trying to pare it down to who's going to get a hometown, because is it just going to be the 4 people that I just said that we've seen a bunch of?
Well, maybe they can box it out again. You know?
Well, I mean, even Cassie until
that's fair. She started out because we got a lot of her in the premiere and then nothing.
Yeah. Until last week aired, we'd never got... A full...
Yeah, we just saw them making out.
Yeah.
Anytime they saw each other.
Just the making out scenes.
That's fair.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA cleared and CE marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Well, I think it's also fair to say that, like, when we said this before, that Colton was no more Mr. Nice Guy, and he's had enough of the drama, and he did some weeding out, and we still saw some drama, like you said, with Tayshia, and you have to wonder where that's going, but we didn't even address, like, the boxing or the martial arts. Like, the punches started flying, and it got...
And did I miss it? Did they actually tell them not to hit each other in the face?
Well, I mean, they had the special protective gear.
here. Probably implied. This is like a fun
because
fight.
Once Demi got hit in the face, not on. Only did she do basically like the fetal position and start crying, but the whole time she's like, you're hitting me in the face. Yeah. But I'm thinking, well, you're boxing or whatever you want to call it. Like, I don't remember them actually saying,
don't hit the face.
Don't hit people in the face. I mean, maybe it's like when, you know.
Isn't that a rule, though? Like, I mean, that's an unspoken rule.
Not in boxing.
This isn't boxing.
They gave him headgear and a mouth guard.
I mean, Max Kellerman wasn't ringside with Roy Jones Jr.
Which would have been pretty good.
That would have been funny.
I don't know. It seemed, I mean, I guess very Demi-ish, but she's.
I thought she was,
I'm not a fighter.
I thought she was going to walk off before it was her turn, like, and pull one of those, this isn't fun, like.
It did get Colton to just stop it.
Because it did.
There were going to be, obviously, another round, and he's just, yep, I think this is good.
Because she coiled in pain.
I mean, as fun as it is to do, like, mixed martial arts and hit a punching bag, I'm not sure, and I like watching boxing, and I like punching things, but I don't know that I'd want to put on the headgear and actually have a chance that I took one to the head. I just think I give them credit for, like, really this whole season, they've all been pretty brave with these group dates.
They've been great sports.
Yes. Yeah, getting lost in the woods, going to get cheeseburgers and champagne.
Eating bugs.
Multiple times.
Scorpions crawl on you and whatnot.
So I guess after you do that, what's getting punched in the face a couple times?
Well, I mean,
with gloves and headgear and a mouth guard.
Suck it up.
I mean, no normal human.
You guys are crazy. Do you really think getting hit in the head with gloves and a mouth guard wouldn't hurt?
No, but how far is it going to go? Like,
seriously.
You're being filmed for The Bachelor.
And it basically,
not gonna make,
you know, the whole,
you get,
like,
a concussion.
You know, flailing of hands type fighting that they'll
and
do
the giggling.
On like sitcoms.
The giggling, yes.
And giggling. This was not, none of these girls knew what they were doing.
There was still a chance that you could get hit in the head and that ish would hurt.
You know, other than Hannah Beast, I don't think anybody was really ready to throw down.
Still.
Hannah Beast is back.
She's back. Back in big time. But, I mean, aside from Kirpa and Demi, I mean, I feel like they're setting us up more for hometowns, potential hometowns, and for next week's drama. This is kind of like you said, like, this show was kind of a bridge show between last week, because we had the double ceremony, to next week, because we're just having to weed things out and eliminate along the way.
And you... Someone like Sydney, who our weekly person, who is this your first time here? Or is this your first time watching the show?
Well, not just her, though.
It wasn't, but the idea now, even as you watch other people get freaked out, oh my God,
he's dating other people.
Why can't I get an? And basically, like, asking, well, why didn't you give me a one-on-one? And I thought he had the perfect answer. I wish every day could be a one-on-one. That's not how this works.
Yeah.
That's not how any of this works.
Do you, Colton? Do you?
I think no. I mean, guys or girls, like, you don't want a group date. Like, that's just not...
He's, like, been very vocal about the fact that, I don't, in front of the other people, I'm not looking to make a big scene or make out or kiss or anything. And so, yeah, if time was not an issue, I'm sure he'd love to go stay a week in Vietnam and do 6 or 7 one-on-one dates. You can't do that.
No.
It's not fun for us either.
What?
Exactly.
We don't see the drama.
We want to see them beating up each other.
What do you think this evil plan is that Tayshia and Kirpa are hatching? Like, what do you think they're up to?
I thought it was very cryptic.
Yeah.
Like, because I watched it twice. I watched that, like, her little exchange twice, because at first I couldn't tell if it was, like, a malicious way of saying something, or she was just like, watch, it's going to be us too.
Sarcastic,
like,
or
yeah,
malicious?
Yeah, but the second time I watched it, like, it definitely sounded more malicious, I think.
Evil.
Yeah.
It definitely could be, you know, on some of these reality shows where they have alliances. Maybe there was this sort of mini alliance, and now that a couple of them have gone home, maybe it is just these two who are like, okay, well, we know... Enter person, whether it's, we know Kaylin is not really here
for
to want
right
to be
reasons,
in, yeah, drink, doesn't want to be engaged at the end, or we know Heather doesn't really want to be engaged. Maybe they've all focused on somebody that they thought was a quote unquote front runner, and if you're in the final seven, I guess you can consider any of them could be front runners now, and they're gonna that's why that each one said,
not everyone's here to...
But in true Bachelor fashion, they always set us up for thinking something sinister. I mean, you can go back to the phone call with Kayla's dad on Ben's season, where you're like, they called it off. And then, of course, you watch the episode, and it's just editing. It's evil editing. It's rarely what we...
Well, they did it last night with...
Yes.
Right before they aired Kerpa's date. And she was, like, crying, and she's like, I can't believe, like, I didn't expect this to happen, and she's crying. And then it was a commercial break, and then they come back, and she was just talking about, like, Sydney leaving.
It was something innocuous.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with your one-on-one.
Exactly, but they lead you to believe that it is.
But something is...
brewing.
Clearly, because, you know, we see that Colton does have another meltdown, and... bigger than the ones we've seen so far, where he just sort of walks away and Chris has to sort of, you know, reel him back in.
No, he puts on a suit, walks away onto the beach in inappropriate footwear.
Right. And so, and this time he seems to do that in the desert. So clearly something's going to happen. Now, it could just be
wardrobe change.
Something really small that he blows out of proportion. Maybe he figures out the one person who isn't there to be engaged, because he thought each time he ruled that person out. I thought they were talking about Demi. I thought they were talking about Sydney.
Damn, it was.
Oh my God. And maybe that just rolling around his head, even though maybe none of them have said anything and there's no craziness going on behind the scenes of maybe they all want to get engaged. But if that keeps, you know how it is, just a normal person, even if he
can
is.
Can drive you nuts.
Just you get that one idea that starts bouncing around in your head and it just blows up into something.
That's never happened to me.
Oh, never.
Never.
Not today, not yesterday, not the day before. Won't
but you
be
also
tomorrow.
Can't have seven girls left and not have any drama for the rest of the show.
Oh, like, of course.
There's obviously something coming.
Yeah, absolutely. And once again, we have to sit around and wait a whole week. Did you find anything out on social media? Because I know when you were gone for a week and then a lot of times when you come back, you dig around to see what you've missed. Did you discover anything while you were catching up?
Nothing really that pertains to, like, the past couple episodes. Cassie had been in the news that she had, she was part of another reality show with her ex-college boyfriend.
Okay.
And the second season is, like, airing now. Or it's about to air.
What's the name of the show?
It's called Young Ones. But it was taped before she found out she was going on The Bachelor. So she came out with an article, which I posted this morning on The Bachelor Podcast Facebook, that, and even the ex-boyfriend was like, this was recorded before she even knew that she was being approved or getting through to The Bachelor. But it's like airing, it's either airing now or it's about to air. But it's like a docuseries, so it's not like a major...
It doesn't feel like it's any kind of conflict of interest because they're different premises and...
Yeah, right? But I think people were calling... Because she did a season one.
Professional reality star.
Yeah, and she did a season one, and it was about, I think, reconnecting with exes or a dating show. And then this second season is like the follow-up of, like, where they are now, I guess. But since it's airing now, people think it's happening now.
In real time.
So she had to set the record straight. And even her ex-boyfriend was like, this was taped way before she even knew about The Bachelor. So
where
calm
is
down,
the Young Ones
basically.
Air? I mean...
I don't know. I don't think it's like a main...
for them. No one's ever heard of it.
Yeah, and also her sister's an actress. And dating an actor, so
of course
it was like all connected. But I don't think it's like a main show. Obviously, I think it could even be like a web.
Oh, okay.
Web series, or
right?
Some
it's
secondary.
The most publicity they've gotten ever. So
yeah,
that's good for
yep.
It's good for them. How about you, Ryan? Did you come across anything that kind of changes your opinion or feeling on the show this week?
No. I actually. I like these, other than Heather, who I like, but I just don't... Come on. Like, you're going to go into the fantasy suites after all. Like, yeah, Colton's never had sex. She's barely kissed someone. Like, which is fine. I'm not kiss-shaming her.
You've been shaming her since
this is
day
not true.
One.
I, everybody should go at their own speed, but do you Ryan. Think she's ready to go into the fantasy suite?
No.
Or get engaged.
Because he's clearly ready to get into the fantasy
she's
suite.
She's not there yet.
And he's not going into the fantasy suite to talk. He's been very clear. This is he's
very clear.
All
he's
systems
ready.
Go. So, but the other six, you know, as long as Tayshia isn't some, like...
Cray-cray.
Yeah. If she ends up being some villain, then okay. But otherwise, I think it's a solid six.
Yeah. I would have to agree.
If you could pick someone for Bachelorette.
Oh.
Right now. Out of the...
Oh,
seven.
Well, I mean, she clearly likes reality shows, so I think Cassie would be
but
good.
Cassie could win the whole thing.
Well, yeah.
I mean, literally, I don't know. How about you, Katie?
I don't.
Do you mean of some of the people who are left? Or?
Yeah, I don't think.
Because I feel like I don't think
home.
They would.
It's not
go
be
further back than that.
Demi is not happening.
Demi's just made for. Demi's made for paradise.
Bad for paradise
for sure.
With Nicole and Onyeka.
Right. The trifecta.
I like Hannah G, but I don't know if she could
pull off
handle a full season.
How about our beauty queens?
No, I don't think either of them can do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Katie? Oh, she's gone.
Yeah, she's gone. I don't...
I mean, if Tayshia
really
isn't
know.
A villain...
How about Kerpa?
Tayshia would be...
How about
if she's
Kerpa?
Would be good if she's not a villain.
Yeah.
She's mm-hmm. not a villain.
I don't think Kerpa.
I don't either.
I don't think
the beauty queens... I'm not shaming, but I don't think Heather. So I would say Hannah G, Tayshia, or Cassie would
yeah,
be the
if
the
Cassie
three.
Doesn't
Cassie's
win.
Cassie win, though, because you picked her.
That's true.
If Cassie doesn't win, I think she could carry a season.
Yes, and she clearly likes being on reality shows.
Yeah, so. And yes.
She knows how it works.
And, you know, as we've seen in seasons past, you never know what's going to happen even after the winner is chosen. The quote-unquote winner.
But I did, not related to this season.
Yeah.
But I found, not found, I was watching another show, and I've mentioned before I watched The Challenge on MTV.
Yes.
And what they've started these last few seasons is pulling characters, whatever, people from other shows. And so this season they took a bunch of their classic people and then a bunch of people from
Big Brother
and the these different UK shows I've never heard of, and Australia and New Zealand,
Great
and whatever.
British Bake Off.
But yeah, it's totally crazy. But then they also
love that show.
Brought Chase from The Bachelorette to
Chase.
Oh, you know Chase.
Which one
if
is
you see
Chase?
A picture of Chase, you definitely remember.
Wait, blue eyes, Colorado guy who's oh yes, okay.
And so Chase, not only is he on this show,
The Challenge.
He was on JoJo's season, but the first night he starts fawning over this girl who had been on the show before, on the challenge, one of the challenge people, not one of the new people. And then when she goes and starts flirting with one of the other challenge guys, he loses his mind and starts trying to define the relationship. This is the first night. He's in the kitchen. He's like, you're flirting with me, and then you go, so I should just go straddle someone?
You got to mark your
she'd
territory.
Be like, who are you again?
This is exactly what she said. Like, are you kidding me? Like, this is, I'm friends
God.
With him. Oh, so I can just go straddle my friends?
You
oh
have to
God.
Mark your territory early on, Ryan, or you don't get noticed.
Well, I guess. But I thought that was interesting that these people are popping up in multiple shows now.
They are. I think a couple seasons, that show X on the Beach
yes.
on MTV, I think Chad was on that. And then who was just spotted holding hands with Kendra Wilkinson.
Oh,
get
God.
Out! Poor Hank Bassett.
But yeah, the Bachelor, even the Paradise rejects, like when you know you're done with Bachelor Forever, are showing up on
you
all
go
these
on
random
Celebrity
shows.
Big Brother.
Exactly.
Oh like Dina God. Lohan.
Exactly.
So Dina. maybe Demi will get on the next season of Celebrity Big Brother then.
Oh, man.
She's got to get through. Network. She's got to go through the paradise ring first.
Yeah, she's got to be
flame out there and then
spit out the other end. All right, you guys. Well, I guess we'll reconvene next week. As always, it's exciting and fun roller coaster. I'm proud of Colton, our strong, fierce warrior. Now that he's making some serious decisions,
he's putting his foot down.
His well-shoed foot down. We'll see you next week. Like Katie said, you can find us on all platforms at Bachelor Podcast. I'm Christine Lee. Katie, I'm so glad you're back.
Good to be back.
And Ryan Jones.
I'm Chopped Liver.
Yeah, you're still here.
Okay.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.